Wichita State University has a new president. Jay Golden was approved to lead the university by the Kansas Board of Regents on Thursday. KMUW's Tom Schein and Stephen Basaha sat down to talk about the new head of Wichita State.
So, Stephen, what can you tell me about Jay Golden?
This is actually his first time being a university president, but it's not like he's a stranger to academia. Right now, currently, he's the vice chancellor of research, economic development, and engagement at East Carolina University in North Carolina.
From my personal experience in North Carolina at the Research Triangle Park, I've seen how multiple universities working together towards a shared vision and mission can create robust growth for a region.
And he's also worked at Arizona State University and Duke University. He's also got some experience outside of academics that seems to make him a good fit for the innovation campus. He's started an engineering services company in Arizona, and he spent 6 years as a police officer. So that ties into the work being done at the Wichita Sedgwick County Law Enforcement Training Center at the university.
Ironically, President Bardo, who he's replacing, was hired from Western Carolina. Jay Golden's from East Carolina. Is he going to be John Bardo 2.0?
So he specifically said that he's not going to be a change maker. We know that the Regents wanted someone to continue John Bardo's mission, his vision, particularly with this idea of applied learning, the innovation campus. And he said he wants to be doing that as well.
My goal is to build on those type of programs that he's done on this campus and to make sure that all of our faculty and our students are part of that process as we move forward.
One thing that does differentiate him a bit is he says he wants to expand this. A lot of the Innovation Campus has been focused on aerospace. He says he wants to protect that, keep Wichita and Wichita State University as the epicenter of aerospace research. But he wants that research to expand to other areas, be it healthcare or the humanities or a bunch of other sections that could be covered.
What are some other stuff other than the Innovation Campus that he wants to deal with at Wichita State?
Well, he spoke about lower education costs.
I look forward to working with you and supporting your goals and my goals of graduating more students on time and reducing the cost of attendance.
I pushed him on this in a press conference afterwards, and he said, well, he really wants to contain the cost of education. I mean, we've seen for many, many years tuition going up. It's going to be very hard to reverse those trends. This year, tuition did not go up, and the legislature did give more money to the universities, but that is not enough to cover the rising costs that these universities are seeing. So in many ways, universities' budget this year is worse off than it's been in a while.
When John Bardo was hired in 2012, he came to campus for a series of public interviews, as did, I believe, three other finalists. This process was different, wasn't it? Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, it was a little bit more closed off. We essentially did not know and still do not know who the other candidates were. And this is a trend that's been going on at a lot of other universities across the country where they say, we want to hire people that are currently working. If their name gets out, that they are looking for a job, they're going to get fired. We can't get as many candidates. That has not stemmed the criticism that the university has received from many sources, including the Wichita Eagles editorial board, calling them out and saying, hey, this is a public job. The people should have a chance to vet whoever is going up for it. And they really didn't get a chance to do that. We know now about Jay Golden and his background, but we don't know what the other options were.
Andy Tompkins has been acting as interim president since April. When's the changeover going to happen from President Tompkins to President Golden?
So we don't have an official first day yet. What we do know is that it'll happen sometime before the new semester starts in the spring.
That was KMUW's Tom Schein and Stephen Basaha talking about Wichita State's new president, Jay Golden. You can read more about WSU's new president at kmuw.org.